This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Reed and Joa.
Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. We're going to do a little bit more recap of this week's election and how much of a win, or maybe not so much, it was for liberty-minded people. Certainly around the country, it was a, the usual. They didn't do jack diddly as far as libertarian candidates is concerned. But here in New Hampshire, as we just learned from Justin O'Donnell in the last hour, a record number of Free State Project participants got elected this year. So that's a huge win. But
winning.
But Reed, you said you're a little skeptical of this election, these results. I want to get into that coming up here and see what you have to say about it. But first, we're going to go to Jessica. She's in Missouri. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about qualified immunity for the police.
All right.
It's like when you give the police, you put them above the law, put them on a pedestal, and they can do anything they want to do. They can smash your door in. They can destroy your home. They can kill you. They can beat you down. And there is nothing that you can do about it. There's no recourse.
No.
There's no, you can't sue the police. You can't sue the government. You know, they're going to do anything. And then to top that off, the police are not the brightest people alive. And
that's purposeful.
Also not the most well-adjusted either. So you put crazy and dumb people, you know, and tell them they can do anything they want to do to anyone they want to do it, and see what happens.
It's crazy,
like,
dumb, violent dogs.
Jessica, you have to. The only people they can hire are dumb people. Because the laws are so stupid that only dumb people are willing to enforce them, right?
Yeah, but the thing is that when you put dumb and or crazy people in charge of doing anything to anyone else, and then on top of it, you give them immunity so no one can do anything about it.
That's right.
Do you guys remember when they were advertising for the Manchester?
Yes.
The Manchester, I don't know if you heard about this, Jessica, but here in New Hampshire, the Manchester Police Department is the largest PD in New Hampshire. They were literally advertising in a job posting on Facebook, and they advertised qualified immunity as one of the perks.
It's actually Justin earlier that we had on for the 101 Reasons New Hampshire. He actually is the one that pushed for that to be taken down. So,
and it did get taken down.
Credit to him.
But they still have qualified immunity, so it's like, okay, you took the
yeah,
down,
yeah. But it's not a benefit of the job.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they said it out loud.
Yeah.
And people were understandably upset about it. But until qualified immunity gets taken out, like ended completely, it will still continue to attract psychopaths to those positions who know
they're
literally
there's plenty out there.
Yeah, and they know they can do things like beat you and kill your dog.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is, you know, it's just human nature, especially when the human beings are dumber than hell. It's like you put them in charge, and then you say, well, you can do anything you want to do. Nobody can do anything about it. And then if you complain in the Internal Affairs Division, get it, they'll investigate it.
Yeah,
they
right.
put the comp on what you call that administrative leave. And then you still get paid, but
that's
even
right.
kind of work. And the Internal Affairs Division come out, we investigated, and the police officer didn't do nothing wrong.
99 times out of 100, that's exactly what happens.
You're
absolutely right.
So they're uneducated. Basically, this is what happens when you become a cop. You're uneducated. You do your job. You actually end up failing. Someone files a complaint, and then you fix yourself. And now you know that, I got to, play by a different set of rules that are unsaid. And you got to, play dumb and get the qualified immunities. And then you work your way up into the ranks, and then you teach the rookies. And that's, I saw this exact thing happen.
You put these body cameras on them, but the cop can turn the body camera off anytime he feel like it.
That's true, too.
That's also true. You're very well educated on this, Jessica. Thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Major? Major Payne? Going once? Major Payne going twice? Well, normally he's there. The number here is 603-283-6160. I mean, we all have experience with corrupt cops, with cops that are doing ridiculous things. Joe, of course, yours was the most recent,
yeah.
Where you were literally arrested for nothing.
Assaulting a general.
But he didn't get charged with that. They didn't charge you with assaulting.
That should have been the most telling thing when they don't even charge you for what he...
Right,
you know, had the cops come over for basically.
You know, it's I got to give some credit to the cops that day or that night.
Not a lot of it, but
not a lot. But the cops did pull off the attackers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Not talking about me.
Right.
Right. Because I didn't attack anybody.
They pulled the rabid Republicans that were foaming at the mouth.
They even removed Don Bulldog. They put hands on him to remove him away from me, mm-hmm. because they knew that I did nothing wrong, and I was the one being attacked.
But yet they didn't arrest the other ones. They didn't arrest the guy that
not
actually
yet.
Pushed you.
Not yet.
Or did you file a complaint against them, too?
May have to.
Okay. Because you did file something about Don Bulldog, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, okay. Yes. That's official. That's on the record. Do you want to mention the police report that you got?
Oh, yeah. You mean the 18-page police report?
I mean, you haven't had a chance to read the whole thing, but can you kind of, you know, any highlights that you want to share?
Yeah, I think the cop's word is pretty accurate in the sense that I walked over to the sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
into public sidewalk.
After you
sidewalk.
Were told to leave by the campus security.
It says it right in the report that I walked over to a public sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then that direction that I walked to that public sidewalk, from there, I walked at a diagonal closer to even the street when I approached Bulldog.
That's what they said?
No. That's the visual in the video.
Okay.
So if they said I walked to the sidewalk, which I did, and then I went to go cross sidewalks to meet up with Don, I was still not on their property.
Yeah, but they arrested you for trespass and so-called disorderly conduct.
Oh, you mean when the head of security put his hands on me?
And pushed you deeper
and pushed
in?
Me toward the property. Yeah, maybe I was trespassing at that point when he pushed me toward the property.
Can you see that happen in the video?
I believe you can. You see his hand go on my shoulder, which is unwanted touch,
mm-hmm.
and he has no authority to put hands on people.
Yeah, it was a pretty pretty wild situation, and that one is continuing to develop. You've retained an attorney, I believe, or you are about to retain an attorney.
Yes.
We won't say who, but that is, you know, you're getting the gears moving here.
Absolutely.
Towards a potential lawsuit, maybe. Do you have to get through the criminal part first before you can
be the way to go? I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer.
Okay. But your arraignment is coming up on December 1st.
My birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Y'all welcome to join.
In Goffstown this time, I think, right? It's not in Manchester.
Correct.
It's in Goffstown.
I believe
it's, all right. So, let's talk about the election here. Reed, you said during one of the breaks that you thought this one maybe wasn't so great for freedom. Where are you coming from on that?
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with anything Justin said. I mean, it's fine, but I just
mean,
wish...
more free staters than ever?
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's pretty awesome.
Right, but I wish we'd sent a strong message with the... I know the national elections don't matter, but I would have liked to seen Jeremy, at least break 4%. And because a lot of people are looking at us right now and they're hearing about us, and then when they see those are the races that get the attention. So mm-hmm. when they see such a small number and then a Democrat winning by 10 points against the Republican, it is kind of unfortunate. I was hoping that the polls were accurate. And it was going to be a nail biter, down to the decimal mm-hmm. points. And then he would get, enough to spread the difference between them and cause a controversy. But the way it turned out, they can't even blame us even if they want to,
no.
It's like
such a bad candidate. We actually looked at the numbers last night, I think it was. If you look at the numbers of people who voted, right, so like there's a certain amount of people that voted for governor, there's a certain amount of people that voted for the Senate seat, and then of course as you go down the ballot, people kind of drop out, right? Like there's they look down the ballot and they don't know who the people are, so they don't vote, right? Like, some people vote straight ticket, obviously, but there's a certain number of people that are, like, to the point where they're not willing to vote for somebody they don't know who they are. And so they just skip those elections. But when you actually compare the numbers of the people that voted for Senate and the people that voted for governor, it's actually very similar numbers, but the Republicans won the governorship, and then the Democrats won the federal.
Sununu is very pro-choice. He's a pro-gun governor, or pro-gun Democrat, basically.
The point is, like, New Hampshire isn't this blue state.
Right.
It's an independently minded state. There's more coming up here. It's free.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. If you
ever were to live at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation, but there are some deadlines involved here, likely. So don't wait on this. I'm going to give you a phone number you can call to find out if you or a loved one are eligible. They had contaminants in the drinking water that have led to some pretty serious problems for people. The number's 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. For if you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money's already set aside. Call 888-918-1037. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Reed.
And Joa.
I think we actually have Major Payne on the line here. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, this election faux pas here, I think it was Pennsylvania that elected the dead man.
That's right, yeah. Democrat Tony DeLuca, the longest-running Pennsylvania state rep at 39 years, died of lymphoma at age 85 last month, but yet was reelected this week.
In a landslide. Not to be confused with Fetterman. He's just almost dead, but not actually dead.
I've always known that the dead voted Democratic, but I never thought they'd elect one of their own. That's a new twist.
Major, hear this. 86% of the vote.
Wow. That's insane.
Wow. I guess nobody reads the obituaries in Pennsylvania, huh?
No.
They would rather have someone dead.
You know, either this... there's two ways, I think, that you can look at this. One, and this is probably the most likely way, is people just don't know anything about what they're voting for.
Or they honored him.
Or they really would rather have a dead guy as a state rep, which is like, you know, maybe they actually care about freedom. Maybe that's why they voted for the dead guy. That's probably not the case, though.
It's just got to be lack of information and name recognition.
Yeah, well, I think that's it.
And just like what the Fetterman election, we're also going to have a special election coming soon. Because I think the Fetterman election was a special election.
So something funny, you know, this is what bothers me about Republicans who are always talking about stolen elections, because they don't have to steal the elections. They have them basically rigged. So they did early voting for Fetterman. 70% of Fetterman's votes came before his disastrous debate appearance.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not that they have to manufacture votes in the middle of the night or something like that. They don't even have to do that. They just, like, hide their candidates, do a bunch of early voting, and make sure all the Democrats are registered and bust them to the polls mm-hmm. to vote and everything. And it's amazing Republicans ever win anything, actually, if you look
well,
at it.
They've gotten a lot more creative over the years. I remember when Al Franken squeaked through, they found, like, five boxes in the trunk of a 67 Lamont.
So this isn't the first time a dead guy has won. As you may recall, I remember from the year 2000, I thought it might have been 2004, but according to CNN.com, the late Governor Mel Carnahan collected enough votes to beat out incumbent Republican Senator John Ashcroft for the U.S. Senate seat. So if you remember Ashcroft, that name was from the Bush administration. He was like the top dog in the Department of Homeland Security or something like that at one point under Bush.
What state was this?
Huh?
What state was it?
That's a great question. Missouri. It was Missouri. So, yeah, dead man who wasn't the incumbent. Because normally, like, incumbents always win, right? Like,
right.
You can pretty much
right.
count that the incumbent's going to win. In this yeah. case, this guy, a dead guy, beat the incumbent in this race.
So, apparently, Zara, that's, like, her nickname, Zara.
Who?
I can't even say the Quinia Zara Livingston or Zara.
And who is this?
That's the one that lost in the dead guy race.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And she was like tweeting out to everyone, "Hey, just let everyone know I am the one that's still alive."
Oh, I see. What you're saying. It didn't help her.
I'm assuming he wasn't running for dog catcher. What was he running for
this year? This guy, he was running for state rep.
All right.
There you go, Major. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. So, Reed, you were telling us, kind of giving us your kind of recap of the election, you know, what you thought from a liberty perspective. I think we all wanted Jeremy Kaufman to do better, but he did just about as good as your typical libertarian.
Yep.
And he didn't get any more coverage than your typical libertarian. He had a great
internet campaign, but how many of those videos actually ended up getting seen by people in New Hampshire? I mean, they got spread around and they got a lot of views.
Well, I did a live stream about this earlier. You know, a lot of people, I wasn't here when you guys did the nomination process, but I guess when he was nominated, he said, I'll do it, but only if you guys lead with it, basically, like, because he's got a job and he's, you know, involved in this lawsuit going on and everything. And I guess the idea was to make it more of a social media campaign than anything, right? Because there wasn't a ton of campaigning. Wasn't any, like, phone banking or, you know, canvassing or anything like that. So it was mostly, like, a social media awareness campaign. And on that front, it did very well.
Well, put it more in perspective for everyone listening. Is like, do you know how much money the Jeremy Kaufman campaign actually spent, and how much do you think like Maggie or Bulldog actually spent?
Oh, wow!
How much did do you know how much Jeremy spent?
I am not familiar. I think you worked for the campaign.
I think it was roughly $1,000 per video. I heard a rumor. I don't know if that's true.
Okay, let's just say less than $10,000 for the whole campaign.
That seems fair.
Okay. Maggie probably spent what? Multi-millions.
26 million is the number I heard.
Right.
I
so what percentage final. Of the vote and what percentage did Jeremy spend
that's
for his
That's a good
percentage.
Point. Dollar
and
for dollar.
Exactly.
He did very well, right? Yes. But then again, then the question becomes, if you spent zero, Would it have done anything
different? Probably would have been not much difference.
And that's the thing, is like, that's one of the problems with running these campaigns, is like, you don't ever get to compare apples to apples. You don't get to see the alternative reality where Reed didn't spend, you know, an entire week of his life putting up signs in Cheshire County to then find out that
it was worth it.
Well, it didn't do anything.
I'm from Rhode Island, and there's this candidate, Bull Moose Party, Robert Healy. Mm-hmm. He's passed away since, but last time he ran for governor, all he did was spend $35 on the application fee to run for governor. So, and he got 35% of the vote.
Yeah.
And his opponent, Gina Raimondo, now like some Biden czar or something.
She poured money in, right?
She spent $22 million to get 55% of the vote.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, do you guys see the picture yet?
Yeah.
That this money is what's making you win, not the morality of it all.
Right.
You know,
I just think, you know, there are a lot of libertarians from other states who are saying, oh, look, your edgy, you know, your edgy messaging didn't get you anywhere, did it? And to blame it on the edgy messaging is ridiculous, because the edgy messaging was by far the most successful part of the campaign. Like, the videos got over a million views.
Yeah.
You know, and the LP New Hampshire has made it into international news several times. It's the largest Twitter account of the affiliates now. So to criticize the campaign for the messaging is just ridiculous.
There's no proof that, I don't know what his messaging was, but there was a guy in Georgia that got around 2% as well. Now, in that case, it was enough to be a quote-unquote spoiler.
Yeah.
But, you know, I never heard anything about him being edgy, but he got about the same percentage. So it's like libertarians kind of just get what they get because they're ignored, for the most part, by the mainstream. Yeah, Jeremy may have made, and the LPNH may be making a splash outside of New Hampshire, but within New Hampshire,
it's a momentum.
The old media keeps quiet about it. I think Jeremy made the best point about this outside of the debate when he was giving a kind of a speech outside of the debate this year, was he said if he had spent $100,000 with WMUR, he thinks he would have been given a seat at the debate.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that that's likely the case. You can't prove it until you spend $100,000, and why the hell would you give this channel that kind of money? It makes no sense.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to visit multiple countries on a trip that begins Thursday with the United Nations Climate Conference. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the president feels confident leaving the United States days after the election.
He feels very good about where things stand, and he feels like he is going out on this trip with the wind very much at his back. And that gives him an excellent opportunity both to deal with competitors from a strong position and to rally allies.
More than 100,000 Russian troops are dead or wounded since the beginning of the country's invasion of Ukraine. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley said those numbers are about the same for Ukrainian troops. About 40,000 civilians have also been killed or wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Numbers, by the way. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to get into it tonight, but they did come out. The official government numbers apparently down slightly to 7.7%. Of course, the media is celebrating. Stocks are up. And, you know, oh, everything's getting better. And it's still 7.7% higher than it was a year ago. So we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, and at all times, you can go to bullionmax.com/FTL to get two of the most stable assets in recorded history. I'm talking about gold and silver. These things have been used for generations to help people keep up with inflation. They're a great hedge against inflation historically, and they can be that for you too, likely, if you go to bullionmax.com/FTL. Obviously, we cannot predict what the future holds, but luckily, gold and silver have a long history of being valuable and continuing to be valuable. So you can buy direct from bullionmax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. With Free Talk Live's link, which is bullionmax.com/FTL, you get the Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. And it's 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, plus they're throwing in a free gold bag because maybe you haven't seen the gold bag yet.
Smart.
In your life. Yeah, you want to see this.
Once you get that thing in your hand,
there's no
you won
back.
That chocolate factory, you know what I mean?
There's no turning back once you experience the gold back. So check it out at bullionmax.com/FTL. Get your silver starter kit. There's only one per household, so there is a limit to it. Bullionmax.com/FTL. Let's go to Crichton. He's on the line in Kentucky, and we got more about the election here and, you know, what can libertarians do
you know, to stop failing forever. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. Earlier you, in the show, you guys were talking about how police become this organization of tyrants, but that's related to the iron law of bureaucracy coined by Jerry Parnell in the 1970s, and this is a social law that basically states that there are two types of people that join any organization. The first type is the type that honestly believes in the propaganda. They join the organization because they want to be part of that, what they imagine as the organization is. The second type doesn't believe in the propaganda. They join the organization because they know it benefits them.
Right.
The first type of person eventually becomes disillusioned and often quits. The second type of person gets promoted and eventually takes control of the organization. And that's why when you meet a cop out in wherever, and you know that they've been a cop more than 5 years, your life is in danger at that point.
Because they're more likely to be the second group, is what you're saying?
They're guaranteed to be the second group after 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that organization, to do the things that you need to do, if you're the first kind of person, the true believer, that when you joined it, you wanted to be the person to serve and protect, you stop believing in it by the time you're 5 years in.
Right.
And you do something else. That's why there's so many police that quit in the first 5 years, because those are the kind of people that you wanted to be a cop. But it's the second time to get promoted to be sergeant and desk sergeant and on up that you don't want to be cops. That have become this soft corruption kind of organization. And there really isn't a way to break that up that anyone's ever been able to figure
out. There's a way.
But,
and you go out and you film the rookies. And I feel like the rookies, once they get more pressure on them and they already have pressure on them from bad cops teaching them, that maybe they'll turn themselves around? I don't know.
Well, I get what you're saying, Crichton, is there is a certain set of incentives here that encourages this kind of behavior. I would say that if you actually had a market for protection, that would end this, right? Because
right.
then people would be able to not fund corrupt organizations. Wouldn't that solve it?
Well, it might certainly help, because you'd have the choice of going to another organization
right.
than you don't now. But the iron law applies to every bureaucracy, like your school system. Many teachers join because they want to be teachers. They believe in the teachers, but they don't become principals. Those true believers do something else after a few years because they hate what they do.
But once again, you have, you do have private schools. And if you talk to teachers who've worked at both government and private schools, and I have, they will usually tell you something like this. They'll usually say, I got paid more at the government school, but I'm happier at the private school because I don't get paid as much, but I got more control. I can do the lesson plans that I want. I can teach the kids how I want, that kind of thing. So I think the answer here is competition, to have market competition break up the monopolies, and then you don't have the protection racket, essentially, that you do with the government one-size-fits-all system.
That would be a wonderful thing to see.
Well, maybe
I'm
we can see
bitter.
It someday. You said you're bitter? Go ahead.
I've become bitter in the decades I've been a libertarian.
But you don't live in New Hampshire, Crichton. I mean, that could be a factor.
You still get bitter anyway.
I'm trying to be. Actually, I'm very well trying to be. It's harder than I expected it would be.
What's the difficulty in your, do you have a family? Do you have a business that you have to wrap up for you? What's the stumbling block?
I have a family, and for the longest time, my wife was conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of us, we become libertarian early in life for exactly the reason that you talked about, to have an encounter with a bureaucrat that is so negative that you start rethinking the propaganda you grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
My wife very recently had that exact encounter.
Oh, really?
And we're going through the legal system right now because of it.
Do you want to talk about it?
I can't.
Okay.
But
was it the police?
Oh, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what you do. Here's what you ought to do. It sounds like you're in the midst of something and it's ugly. It's probably really stressful, probably time consuming. and putting pressure on, you know, the family and all that. So I understand you don't want to talk about it, and that's fine. At some point, maybe you will. Feel free to call in and do that. But meanwhile, you know, focus on what you got to. And if you get a moment to breathe next year, come on up to New Hampshire. Bring, you know, invite her up. Come on up. Bring the family up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Spend a week in New Hampshire.
Yeah, families are certainly welcomed in more so than probably any other sort of
at,
people.
At Porkfest?
Just here in New Hampshire with the movement.
Well,
the
New Hampshire,
Project,
of course, is one of the best places to leave to raise a family. I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of the safest states.
Yep.
It's, you know, beautiful, and there's all kinds of freedom-minded people here. So I would say if you can, if you have the excuse, come on up, bring her up for a visit, and hopefully she'll fall in love with it, and then you won't have to convince her.
I will certainly try.
Thanks, Crichton, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you here tonight. Yeah, I mean, I moved up here sight unseen. I had never visited New Hampshire prior to moving.
And you'd only lived in Florida before this?
That's right.
Had you traveled much?
Not really. No.
Wow.
Not at all.
Never even been to the Northeast? New York?
I visited Boston once as a little kid, like maybe 10 years old or something like that. Mm-hmm. It sucks.
That was probably a good time to go, though.
To go to Boston?
Before the Big Dig kind of time.
I think the Big Dig was going for decades, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't the Big Dig
before it was done, yeah. I just feel like, I don't know.
As a kid, I wouldn't have known anything about the Big Dig, obviously.
Hey, if you're going to go visit Boston, go to Mass Ave, okay?
We went to there was like some sort of ship out in the...
Yeah, the USS Constitution.
Whatever it was, yeah. It was just boring.
Oh, yeah.
Boring crap.
So do you travel much now, ever, or before?
Well, prior to being on bail conditions. Yeah. No, we would only travel for, like, you know, conventions for libertarians, like Anarchapulco or Bitcoin conventions, that kind of thing.
I just want to say one thing about Boston, how absurd, like, this world is. So the Federal Reserve Building shadows, okay, I forget the name of the ship that the Tea Party happened on.
No.
It shadows it every day. You didn't know that, did you?
Oh, I believe it.
It's literally a stone throw away. It's so
bad.
They
did that on purpose?
Yeah. Good placement.
The number here, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. But, yeah, get on up to New Hampshire, because if you're bummed out about the Liberty Movement, and you should be, like, it's been 50
extremely
years.
Extremely bummed out.
Yeah, it's been 50 years, the Libertarian Party, and y'all haven't gotten anywhere. And it doesn't matter how hardcore the messaging is, and I'm fine. You know, I prefer the hardcore messaging. That's why I rejoined the Libertarian Party this year, because they got back to some principled messaging. But that still isn't going to do the trick, because most people in America, they don't care about freedom. There's more.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. The Crypto Six movie, the documentary film, The Ballad of the Crypto Six, is in production. They're trying to raise some money. It's an independent movie. I'm not the producer of this one. Ballad of the Crypto Six with the numeral 6.com. It's a group of folks from Mexico, actually. They came up here last year and shot some footage. They put together a 9-minute trailer, and it's very well done. You can see it for yourself over at balladofthecrypto6.com. This is, of course, about myself and several other of my friends, co-hosts of the show, who were raided by the FBI and other alphabet federal agencies last year in March and were charged with a bunch of victimless crimes, so-called, that have, again, no victim and have to do with Bitcoin. And
owe no money to anybody yet.
Yeah.
They're no damages. Somehow TD Bank is a victim.
Did you ever think how the Gulf of Baltic incident, that was technically a victimless crime? Because there was no victim. Because
he
didn't
hit
actually
me.
Attack anyone.
He hit me. He hit me.
Do you like Jussie Baldick or the Gulf of Baldick or General Sarwark? Like, what's your favorite thing to call him?
I don't know.
Is it true he's a cop?
He is on record as New Hampshire's youngest cop at 18 years old.
I thought he was a cop now.
I believe that he's still a part-time cop.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. You can join there, be an Indiegogo backer. You can also donate via cryptocurrency. Just reach out to them through Ballad of the Crypto 6. I think there's like 10 days left to reach the goal there, so check it out.
Hey, anyway. So since Bulldog lied, and he's a part-time...
Which time?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
He's lied on record,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
obviously.
Whatever his mouth is.
I don't know if flip-flopping political, ideas is qualified for this, but certainly when you accuse someone of hitting, being hit by, and you actually the one that threw an elbow, does that put you on the Lori list?
Which you have to describe for listeners what that is.
Okay, so the Lori list is proven cops that have lied on reports or on the stand. And so
they have credibility issues.
Yes, credibility issues. Yeah. They cannot be trusted.
And this list was hidden for decades.
It still is, sort
and
of.
Finally, it was forced to be by lawsuit. It was forced to be revealed this year.
But now it's out. But the only way to reveal who's actually on the list is every time you go to court, you put in an inquiry. Hey, is this officer on the Lori list?
Oh, really?
I think that's the only way you can reveal the names.
Mm.
So please, anytime you go to court in New Hampshire, ask to find out if they're on the Lori list or not. And then that's how we can reveal. Yes. And when you find out it's yes, their credibility is out the window and you win.
Right, because they're probably the only witness against you in most of these cases.
Right. They should just not work. They should just not be cops. How's that sound? So we don't have all these untrustworthy cops running around our streets. How's that?
So, Reed, to go back to the election results, you were saying, I don't remember if it was something you said on the air or off the air, but we were talking about how the National Libertarian Party is just absolutely dismal as far as its results are concerned. It's been five decades now. They were created in the early 70s, and they've really not gotten anywhere as far as, you know, growth. Like, if they were having success, they would be growing.
They're actually regressing. I mean, two cycles ago, they did way better than this last time.
You're talking about Gary Johnson?
Gary Johnson, yeah.
Well, look, I think in that case, it was a total fluke.
Sure.
I agree. It wasn't because Gary Johnson was a good candidate. He sucked.
Right.
And, you know, he sucked in 2012.
What's Aleppo?
He was just as bad in 2016. It was that the people who were voting, they really didn't want to vote for Donald Trump, and they really didn't want to vote for Hillary, so... Oh, who's this guy? Whatever. Check.
I think even 2018, though, the midterms went way better for libertarians, right? Didn't Larry Sharp did pretty good in 2018 for a libertarian?
He was on the ballot, at least.
Yeah,
unlike this time.
I mean, so things are going backwards is all I'm saying as a general rule.
It's ugly, and it's not going to get any better. And of course, that's why the Free State Project was formed. I thought one of the things that, I think it was Jeremy Kaufman actually did this at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think it was this year, maybe it was last year. Anyway, he got up on stage, and he read the speech, or gave a speech, but it was actually Jason Soren's, the thing that he wrote when he founded the Free State Project 20 years prior to that, just excoriating the Libertarian Party for being completely useless and never getting anywhere and never growing. And it was just as true in 2021 or 2022 as it was in 2001 or 2002, whenever it was first written. Literally nothing had changed for the Libertarian Party nationally in two decades since the Free State Project was founded. But in New Hampshire, we're seeing libertarians actually winning elections. Not as libertarians, but as Republicans. And a few over the years as Democrats. Actually, the first Free State Project member to get elected was a Democrat many years ago here. So this is a viable method of getting elected. And you know what? For years, principled libertarians have complained. I was one of them. It's one of the reasons why I left. I quit the National Libertarian Party in 2008 over Bob Barr.
Reason to quit.
Actually, it was before he was even nominated, but I was so tired of the party just not being principled anymore, because I joined what I thought was the party of principle, that they were supposed to stick to the liberty principle of non-aggression every issue, every time, and they weren't. And then they nominate this guy, this former Republican who joined the libertarians, this drug warrior, former drug warrior, supposedly changed his mind. CIA agent Bob Barr, he gets nominated, and it's just like it's been downhill ever since until just recently when they finally put some principled messaging in there. But again, none of these things are going to matter because watering down the message didn't help.
You're missing the biggest campaign that was a libertarian that ran as Republican, and that's Ron Paul.
Sure. Ron Paul's a huge thing.
Yeah. And that's what drove a lot of people here to New Hampshire.
Yep, that's true as well. Well, I mean, everybody gets driven here by different things. So, Reed, you mentioned there was a guy that you met or just posted online today that was inspired by Jeremy Kaufman's campaign. Mm-hmm. So everything that we do here that gets out of New Hampshire, it gets into the news, it gets spread around social media, it has an impact on people. And the more of those people that we can bring here, the more successful we'll be. But we were just talking off the air about, you know, what liberty-minded candidates ought to do. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with running in one of these other two major parties. Right. They've been infiltrating the national LP, right? Like, that's the big complaint about, from my perspective, was we were getting the national LP was getting watered down by all these conservative types coming in there and literally, you know, running Republicans for three presidential campaigns.
Yeah.
Bob Barr, Gary Johnson, then Gary Johnson again. I mean, it was just disappointment after disappointment.
Sure.
So why can't we do the same thing to them?
Yeah, and the thing is, when you're running, especially if you're running a local race, if you're running for sheriff or state representative or something, it's not like you have to, you know, become a lobby. You don't have to get lobbied by AIPAC or something. No. You know, it's just a local
run. You're not going to get lobbied by anything.
Yeah, it's just it's a letter next to your name, so who cares, you know? And, I mean, I think the Libertarian Party has some value, and I'd really love to see the Libertarian Party get that threshold so that we could have fusion candidates. I think that would be great. But if you're currently thinking of running to win the next election, just do it as a Republican. Like, if it's about winning.
In New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire,
because
yes.
This will not work in Florida.
No.
And I know that there's some supposed libertarians who advocate for this. Oh, just take over the Republican Party. You have no chance.
No. Mm-hmm. Especially, dude, so I want to talk about Florida a little bit, because I think the criticism that if a governor gets in there who's a Democrat could dismantle everything, I don't think that works anymore. I don't know if you looked at Florida, but they are heavy, heavy red now, mm-hmm. across the board. Like, state legislature, state senate, senate race, house race, and governor. They are solid, solid red. It's
not going to do anything for freedom.
Sure, but I don't think a lot of people in Florida are really concerned about freedom
no.
as much. You do have to admit, though, their project is working for what they want. I wish, like, I want us to be as successful
what
at
project?
Libertarianism as they are at, like, right-wing.
But what's the project? There's no project.
Become, like, hardcore Republicans, I think is what their
it's
project
sad.
Is.
It's like, sad. The only way that you can carry a rifle around in Florida is if you're
fill out paperwork.
Fishing.
Yeah,
like
it sounds fishing. It sounds Republican, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm saying they've been very successful at becoming Republican. Yeah. I know that's not what we want.
If you
but
love cops, get
yeah,
to Florida.
Exactly.
They got plenty
for sure.
of cops.
You can't even go fishing with your rifle without cops bothering you in Florida.
Well, you do have to admit, it's impressive that I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's impressive that they've transformed a swing state into like a big swing state with millions of people in it to a hard right-wing Republican bastion.
And
like
I say more
one,
power to them. The sure. more, you know, conservatives that we can convince to move to Florida,
the better.
Because I don't want them here, and I don't want the liberals yeah. here either. They should move to New York.
I agree with what I think you said it on Twitter. Like, I don't, it might have been you, I forget who it was, but I don't want to attract conservatives to New Hampshire. That's not our goal.
I think
goal.
It was Bonnie, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Who said that.
I mean,
yeah.
I agree with that. Like, I mean, I don't think they make things any better. You know, if we're going to be running Don Baldick's, like, I'm not really sure yeah. what help that does to us, so.
Yeah, and she was referring to, like, these low information people that'll say, oh, you guys went all blue.
Yeah.
You guys don't like freedom.
Don't look at the statewide races at all.
Yeah, they don't look at the statewide races. They don't. These are people who weren't ever considering moving to New Hampshire, right? Like, they just
right.
want to throw out
yeah.
an objection and pee in the pool or whatever and then go move to Florida. And they should. They should move down to Florida and then just do
smell
nothing.
You later.
Do nothing. Because, you know, if you actually are a libertarian and you move to Florida, well, then you might as well just do nothing because you will have absolutely zero effect on that system down there.
Exactly.
Whereas here, the Democrats were running ads against the free state more often than they were running against anybody else this year or coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.